If you've been to a Japanese restaurant, you've probably tasted the soybean paste miso. Maybe you've had a bowl of miso soup before some sushi. Well, here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunn says miso can be used for more than just soup, and she joins me now. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Jeremy.
So what else do you do with miso other than miso soup?
I don't think we have enough time to do everything. Let me just start by saying that miso is a thick peanut butter-like paste. It's made by fermenting cooked soybeans with salt and a mold called koji, which is made from either rice, barley, or soybeans. And miso's aged for different lengths of time and has different strengths. But one of the most important things to know about miso is that it is pure umami, one of my favorite words. And umami is one of the five basic tastes. They're sweet, salty, sour, and bitter. But umami describes a richness, a savoriness, a meatiness that is very much present in miso, because miso is sort of simultaneously sweet and savory and deeply complex.
And are there different kinds of miso?
Oh, dozens and dozens. Generally speaking, the darker the color of the miso, the longer it's been fermented for and the stronger the flavor will be. Yellow miso and white miso are the lightest ones and very versatile. And then you'll find miso, red miso and dark brown miso. There's really way more than you can even imagine. And if you go to a good Asian market, you'll see a wide variety. And they're really worth experimenting with.
Well, Kathy, I am totally in the dark here because unlike usual Kathy Gunn segments, I don't have plates of food in front of me, but I know that you've got some recipes which are at hereandnow.org, and one of them is a miso glaze on salmon.
Yeah, this is a really wonderful roast salmon. You take a salmon fillet, it could be cod, it could be haddock, it could be swordfish, and you rub the miso in almost like you're giving it a very gentle massage. You sprinkle it with some thin slices of ginger and top ginger, and then you sear the skin in a skillet, put some scallions around it, and throw it in a hot oven. And then at the very end, you add a very small knob of butter, and you get this miso butter sauce on this beautiful glazed salmon. This is a really simple dish, but the miso creates really complex flavors in salmon.
Butter aside, by the way, is miso good for you?
Miso's, what's wrong with butter? Miso is very good for you. It's got fiber and protein, vitamin K and B12. And it's also said to be very good for your immune system and digestive tract.
Mm. Now, we think of it in savory dishes like the one that you sort of just described there, but you say it can be used for dessert too.
So this kind of blew my mind. You know, I develop a lot of recipes, like hundreds in a year. But I had this idea to do a miso caramel sauce. And I know the idea of making caramel from scratch can sound intimidating, but this was quite simple. You heat heavy cream and butter, and then in another pan, you just let sugar and a little water cook until it caramelizes. You whisk the two together, and then whisk in some light miso paste with a little vanilla extract. And I am so sorry it's not in front of you, because this is a game changer. Whether you drizzle it over apple pie or pumpkin pie in the coming holidays, or add it to pureed pumpkin, or drizzle it on roasted winter squash slices, this stuff is it.
Anything else we should know about it? And obviously we'll put this all at hereandnow.org when it comes to miso.
I think just the adaptability of it. I mean, you could add a little bit to a burger mixture. You could glaze carrots with it. You can add it to sauteed spinach with ginger and garlic. The possibilities are endless. You can simply whip some cream and add miso and add that to cocoa. Add that to anything sweet. So don't get stuck on the soup, even though miso soup is delicious and we do offer a recipe.
It is delicious. Kathy, I have to say it's my last day on Here and Now, and I want to say that doing these segments with you is one of the best things about this program, about this job, the joy that you bring to the airwaves, the joy that you bring to cooking. The food that you make has been so delicious, and so I just want to say thank you for that.
Oh, Jeremy, I want to say thank you too. I swear I won't cry, but I will miss you very much, and I've loved doing this.
Well, and I have heard that one of the perks of being a Here and Now host emeritus is meals at Kathy Gunn's house in Maine in perpetuity. So I will be there. I will see you for lunch. You better fire up the pizza oven and we will be doing that. Excellent. And we'll have, of course,
we'll miss you.
I will miss you too, Kathy. And we'll have all of Kathy's recipes at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Tanya Mosley. It's Here and Now.